Hi, I'm Ahmed Shahabuddin, sitting in for Femi Okay, and you're in the stream. Thousands of people in India's northeastern Assam state, the vast majority of them Muslim, are now destitute after authorities forced them from their homes. Today we ask what's behind the evictions and what lies ahead for homeless families. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can share your thoughts in our live chat and join the conversation. An eviction drive by Assam's BJP-led government has so far forced more than 1,200 families from their homes. Authorities are clearing government-owned land in the Darang district for an agricultural project, with the state's chief minister calling those evicted squatters and encroachers. But human rights organizations say the government is deliberately targeting Muslims of Bengali origin who have lived on the land for years. In one eviction in Dalpur 3 village on September 23rd, police allegedly shot dead two people as residents protested against the operation. A video that has since gone viral shows a man running towards police, who then opened fire. As the man lies fatally injured, police and a local photographer continue to beat him. Amid outrage at the video, the BJP announced an inquiry into the incident, but it is planning to continue with other evictions of people from government land. Those already forced from their homes are now camping in makeshift sheds with virtually no access to clean water or sanitation. Joining us today is Juri Sharma Bordoloi, a spokesperson for the ruling BJP in Assam state. She is in the state capital, Guwahati. Abdul Kalam Azad is a human rights researcher and activist focusing on minority issues in Assam. He joins us from York in the UK. And finally, we have Kaustub Dekka. He is a professor of political science at Dibrugarh University. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the stream. Let's get right to it. Abdul Kalam, why now? Why are these evictions happening? And why does it seem like the pace is increasing?
Yeah, you are correct. Pace is increasing, but this is not the first time BJP is doing the eviction. In their first government, they also conducted eviction drive. I documented the first 6 months eviction drive, and more than 3,500 families were made homeless. And now, when the current BJP government is their second term, when Himanta Biswa Sarma is the chief minister, he has made it very clear that his government is totally against against the Bengalis and Muslim community.
And Juri, when you hear that,
I'd like to interrupt here.
Sure. I was actually going to come to you. Many people are accusing the BJP of sort of targeting these Muslims. Go ahead.
The word called Muslim, targeting the Muslim by the BJP government, is a total misinformation given to the international media. First of all, the BJP has not targeted the Muslim as such. My friend, Mr. Abdul Kalam Azad, he is misinformed that the eviction which has taken place in Assam, in the last 5 years, 10 years, during the Sarbanand Sonowal as the chief of the state, that time there were eviction in a place called Amsoi, where a lot of indigenous missing tribe people were also evicted. Mm-hmm. There is nothing called eviction against or targeted for the Muslims. There had been
you've made your point. Jury, please, let's give him a chance. What was your but? What was your contestant there? Go ahead, Abdul Kalam.
Yeah, so you know, of course, there are people from other marginalized communities. Those are also being targeted. But if you see the numbers and...
I will again interfere.
Let him finish his point.
Please allow me.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So the missing community is a marginalized community in Assam. And the major difference what we see is that in case of where the Muslims are being targeted, you see the dehumanization. You see not only, you know, making them homeless, but also we have seen what happened on the dead
like
body
to
of
question,
the
okay. Mr. Kalam.
Okay, so we're going to let you question Mr. Kalam Juri. I just want to hear from our third guest. Kaustab, you've heard two very different narratives, obviously, pushing against each other. Where is the truth?
Where is the truth? I mean, I would like to bring out the larger context here. And I think it is also to do with the faulty land policy that Assam as a state has been having. And allow me just 2 to 3 minutes here to unpack this complexity.
Okay, but before you unpack and provide us context, I want to ask you a very basic question.
Sure,
are they targeting Bengali Muslims or Muslims from Bengali origin?
I would put it this way, that there is definitely a targeting of a lot of, you know, marginalized communities, and Bengali Muslim perhaps happens to be one of the larger communities.
Okay. Okay. And Jury, do you accept that?
No, I don't.
Okay,
BJP has not targeted the marginalized community. It was totally a policy of the government and cross-government land are to be evicted. And there is nothing to be, like, you know, the targeting a marginalized community or any community as such.
We cannot speak at the same time. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to speak the loudest. I appreciate that you're passionate about this topic. We're going to give you a chance, if you can. We have some time, so don't worry. Kaustab. I've heard different explanations as to why this is happening. You know, there's a new government in power. We're seeing these evictions increasing. Let's forget for a moment who's being targeted and the xenophobic language. Is this part of an electoral agenda? Why is this happening? What's the context that you can help us understand why this is happening?
See, I mean, here I would like to go beyond just naming a party A or a party B. So, but we have to understand the position of Assam here, as a state, as a region, as a historical community. And we have to see that, you know, there are two things at play here. One is the colonial past that continues to the post-colonial times, and one is the ecological present, right? I mean, without understanding the ecology of the place, it is very difficult to get into these debates.
Right.
We have to understand that Assam has a very, very high rate of land erosion, river bank erosion, which is many times higher than the national average in India. The figure is very astounding. It is close to 470,000 hectare kilometers over the last few decades. So it's a very high figure. So that is something that is moving the whole discourse of eviction and encroachment. There are people forever kind of, you know, mobile communities moving from one place to another.
Right.
So without understanding that, we just cannot jump into a political debate by just picking up one party or the other.
Fair enough.
That is there. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Of course, there's an environmental aspect that's underpinning a lot of this, why people are being displaced. And if those people who are being kicked out actually are being relocated or not. I do want to hear directly from
Mr. Ahmed.
Jury, I'm going to come right back to you at the back end of this video. This is from an Al Jazeera package in June. It shows a family in Assam who's being evicted speaking directly to this issue. And then I'll come back to you, Jury. Take a listen.
Azharuddin and his daughter Amina pick up the pieces of the tin shack that was their home until 10 days ago. They collect the bags of ginger which he used to farm on a small piece of land. Azharuddin takes a moment to reflect before leaving the shack in India's northeastern Assam state. His family is now staying in tarpaulin tents with others whose homes were demolished by government bulldozers.
We have been here for so long, all these years. I made my living working here, grew up here. My father died here. Now I have grown old. Why this happened, I have no clue.
So, Jury, when you see this man saying he's been there for, you know, decades, and these families are being evicted, regardless of the motivation behind it, what is being done by the government to protect them?
First of all, when I see the videos, when you are showing that in the media, I have been, you know, following Al Jazeera before also. The communities which you always, you know, show in your videos are not actually the indigenous Assam.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you have been projecting Assam, most of them are, you are showing the Bengali origin, like, no, who are actually the immigrant Bengalis from Bangladesh. Now I will call it Bangladesh,
you must know one thing.
Abdul Kalam, give her a second to finish. We'll come right to you. Continue, Jury. So continue your point.
Since post-independence, and after the partition of Bangladesh, 1971, there had been lot of immigration. And before that also, since 1950s, there had been lot of immigration. And this has been done, the unruly thing in Assam has started long back during the tenure of Sir Syed Sadullah.
Jury.
And that cannot be just spoken in 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Of course, jury.
Because you have to give... There is a big history,
of course,
which has been
and
coming in,
and part of what we're trying to do on this show, Jury, if you just let me explain, because you're saying that, you know, this is about Al Jazeera and what Al Jazeera focuses on and its reporting. This show and this topic is really to understand what is happening to human beings who are being dispossessed, and we're.
I have one point to raise, Mr. Ahmed. When it is called like human. It is irrespective of religion or the caste or the creed. When we are saying about the eviction, it's more of the government land, irrespective of religion.
Right.
And when it is the, like, you know, so, some of the media houses where they're
Ms. Jury, people on the ground who are bearing.
There's an incident about
Jury, if I may. If I may, people on the ground are witnessing, and there are reports, and it's not Al Jazeera only, local reports, international reports.
I was just quoting one of the media.
That the majority of those affected by these evictions are in fact Muslims and from Bengali origin. I want to ask you, Abdul Kalam, you know, Why is this such a controversial issue? What in your mind, you were interrupting Jury there, what in your mind is being missed in the way the international community is viewing this?
Yeah, I think Kosto was going in a very right direction that it has a very context, and that context Jury was twisting. Yes, in Assam, eviction is a very, very old issue. Even before partition, Muslims were evicted. In 1946, there was an eviction drive. Later on, we also see that kind of eviction. And now when Jury tries to tell that these people are Bangladeshi, but she doesn't know that
Bangladeshis. I said origin of Bangladesh, but we're actually illegal immigrants. I'm not saying they're Bangladeshis or Indian.
How can you tell them illegal immigrant? They are not illegal immigrant. They are Indian citizens.
I'm coming to that point where Kostov left.
When this large number of people are getting, you know, displaced every year, government doesn't have any plan to rehabilitate them. Rather than when these people get displaced, what they do is they do actually contest the citizenship of these people. If you see the current crisis where in Dholpur in Dorong district, you will see that there is a multi-stakeholder, you know, operation going on to make them, you know, homeless. You will see that first there are certain
uncivil
society organizations.
It's clear to me that Abdul Kalam and Jury are in disagreement. I want to hear from Kaustab.
Ahmed, please give me half a minute. Please give me half a minute to finish my point. Is that when...
Quickly, what's your point?
So these people, when they are, you know, displaced by river erosion and they settle in government land, stays there for several decades.
Those areas in Dholpur are actually victims.
I have documentary evidence that they are not homeless and they are not being.
Our audience and I am struggling to understand you. So I'm going to go to Kaustab. I appreciate that you're in disagreement. If they have evidence to prove that they're citizens, obviously you disagree as to whether they are citizens. Kaustab, we have another journalist and researcher, not from Al Jazeera, Jury, just in case. This way, you know, a local, if you will. Someone actually in The Hague sent us this, Haris Zargar. Take a listen to what he says about what we're witnessing in Assam.
What we're witnessing in Assam is this violent mix of ethnic communal and xenophobic politics. Assam for long has been the site of contestation for the Hindutva forces, an ideology championed by the current ruling dispensation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bharatiya Janata Party. The miscaricature and misrepresentation of Muslim Bengali-speaking migrants as illegal encroachers builds on this xenophobic trope, Islamophobic trope, as Muslims being these foreign alien invaders encroaching on the lands of the indigenous people. So what we're witnessing in Assam will spanned across India, where Muslims would be put to test for their citizenship and basically relegated either as second-class citizens or stateless people.
So what I understand, Kaustubh, and I think is important to be made clear for our audience at the very minimum, is that there are many people in Assam who have been in India for generations, but they may not have necessarily all of them the paperwork to prove it. And there's this national registry, the NRC, that a lot of people are criticizing, saying it doesn't do enough to protect these people, and it doesn't include not only Muslims but others. In your opinion, what is the NRC supposed to really accomplish, and is it accomplishing that? Where is there a solution for these human beings that are being evicted in increasing numbers?
Before that, I mean, I would have one quick reaction to what we just heard. And I think it does not help if we just put a very linear kind of a narrative of just calling what's happening in Assam as xenophobic or reactionary, because that's very simplistic. I mean, the binary of seeing everything through the complexities of two sides of, you know, Muslim versus others, that actually is not very true in the case of Assam. We have lots of ethnic complexities. We have, you know, complexities between tribes. We have complexities between indigenous versus non-indigenous.
Sure.
So that is not something very understandable immediately, perhaps through. It needs more time and more engagement for that.
Sure.
Now, coming back to your question, I mean, interestingly, NRC is one enterprise which has kind of left everybody dissatisfied. Now, even the ruling party is completely washing the hands of NRC. That's because perhaps what was the aim of NRC was eventually not seen to, you know, be met. And what happens is that, interestingly, I mean, NRC question also, we have lots of, you know, cooperation, you can say, or lots of goodwill about NRC, even from the Muslim population of Assam, because everybody thought that will be a document that will kind of, you know, for once and for all, will settle the question of who's a citizen and who is not. But now, of course, we have seen that it is paperwork and bureaucratic state is very difficult. You know, red tape and bureaucracy is something altogether different. And perhaps because of that, now it's a complete mess and a lot of names missing. And now it's a sub judice matter.
Your point about the names missing jury, there's also the 1.9 million Hindus who are excluded from the list. Before I come to you, Jury, to ask you, what is actually being done by the BJP-led authorities to actually help these people that are being evicted? I want to take a quick listen to and to just demonstrate what the environmental conditions and the erosion that we keep referring to in the floods, what the actual cost of that is. This is a clip that shows what's happening just on the other side of the river.
We are really hurting. It is difficult to get food, drinking water, and other essential items. Many villagers do not have their own boats, so people are suffering.
Jory, people are suffering. People are being evicted. I want to ask you a very simple question. I hope you can answer me. What is the BJP government or what are the authorities locally doing to help these people?
See, this flood is our natural calamity, and this is a perennial problem in Assam.
Right.
Because of which people are being actually, you know, they're not getting, like, you know, they are getting dislocated from their own places.
Mm-hmm.
That's not at all our case, which is man-made or any, you know, any party has got anything to do about it. But yes, I just want to clear one thing about the BJP.
Sure.
BJP is never targeting, they are not against the Muslim. You know, when it comes to the eviction or other thing in Assam, You know, the indigenous Muslims, you know, indigenous Assamese Muslims are also in favor of the eviction. They have never said or they have never gone against the government because they have come forward and, you know, the local authorities have always been in favor of the government for...
So Jury, I have to interrupt you for one reason. I'm just going to interrupt you for one reason. I appreciate these nuances about who supports who, but one second, Abdul Kalam, please. Jury, you didn't answer my question. What is the BJP government doing to help these families that are being evicted?
First of all, Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, who is the chief of state of Assam, he has already announced the policy of land policy in Assam. According to that, the landless people who have been evicted, they will be given 2 acres of land for their own, you know, agricultural purposes. And it is totally a rehabilitation program is going on from the state, government. And a lot of help have been given from central government also. And the chief of our state, Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, has already announced a lot of packages for these people. And in fact, the eviction which was done, that was a government land. And the people who were actually being dislocated from there were actually 66 families.
So,
when it came to reality, there were 20,000 people. And that was all of a surprise to the government as well.
Well,
that was not at all...
Jury, Abdul Kalam, I'm going to come to you. But very quickly, I want to go to YouTube, where one of our commenters actually said, Kushal Tehran, asking, are these evicted people getting judicial support as they don't have any representation? I am from Assam. Is the government providing judicial support? Very quickly, Jury.
Yes, of course.
And
Abdul Kalam, support being given.
Abdul Kalam, you were disagreeing a lot with what Jury said. What is your biggest point of contention? What is she getting wrong?
When in middle of a deadly pandemic, 800 homes was demolished in a single day. And after doing that...
It was not in a single day, Mr. Kalam. The notice has...
Jury, let's say it wasn't in a single day.
Please,
continue.
Please, Abdul Kalam. Finish the sentence.
Abdul Kalam, we don't have time. Please continue.
And what I'm saying is from the tweet of the chief minister, he himself was celebrating that his forces have... evicted or demolished 800 homes, that too in middle of a pandemic.
He has not celebrated. He has said what was the propaganda of the government. He has done that. It was a propaganda of the government.
You read the tweet.
So
I have read that, and Jury, may I just intervene here?
If you would allow me for just one second,
Jury, do you think that kind of language in the tweets? We have a tweet here, for example, from the Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma saying, encroached by illegal settlers, also referring, to a lot of this language is very charged. Do you think that's helping the situation, Jury?
I don't understand what is about charged. That is a truth. There was in Dhaulpur, there had been a 5,000 years old Shiv Mandir. And that Shiv Mandir has been a historical evidence. And I don't think there is anything which has been charged or it has been, these are the liberals, so-called liberals, or the hypocrites and the other political opposition. And I call them a third element who always, evoke or provoke the local people for such type of an issue. And today, I have to say one thing, Mr. Ahmed, that when it comes to a Muslim being hurt, there is a big hue and cries in the international arena.
Well,
but
Jury,
when it comes to Bangladesh, where Hindus had been attacked, why don't the people, Mr. Kalam,
Jury,
are called to
Jury,
human activists?
Jury, let's listen to another comment that came in from Mahabul. Take a listen to this one.
Since 2016, when the BJP government came for the first time in power in the state, they have weaponized the eviction, and the district authorities have been seen and working at the behest of the political party. Once these people are displaced. They lose their livelihood, their health facilities, their education. Their children are sometimes forced to get married early as child brides, and boys become child laborers and migrant. They migrate to other places. Scope of evictions is very high, which can certainly create a huge displacement, internal displacement that can result in a similar crisis or like that of the NRC crisis.
Thanks to our guests for joining us and for watching you at home. Thank you.